reason, it reminds me of the haunted house at Disneyland.
It's a chandelier.
Yeah, we need the chandelier, that's true. I see some people up there too. Hello. Make sure everything works. Secret word. What was that? They're saying no secret word, but you know, I think maybe we'll continue the secret word from last night, which was scurf. And scurf was relating to, there were these dancers that came on stage and there were women throwing their underwear. And yeah. Yeah. This kind of stuff, you know, happens every now and again. You know about the quilt that Frank started making? So we were talking about that, and you know, our road crew was saying, hey, you know, we feel left out, we want to start one. So we were getting donations last night, and there was, at one point, there were several women on stage, and they started dancing, and one of them tried to put the underwear on my head, which I was not too pleased about it. We got the blue bubble reference, but I was mentioning the scurf, you know, because if you feel like it, you can look it up. It's like hideous little skin fragments that are all chunky. So I was concerned about the scurf. So maybe that's the word for tonight. Everything works. So, you know what? I just want to let you know that this particular tour, we put it together really as a celebration of Frank's music. I mean, it always is, but even more so now because in a couple of weeks it will have been his 70th birthday. Started by playing a song from the Hot Rats album. This one is called Gumbo Variation.
Thank you. Yeah. It's like a dog. You know, snow cold and it's stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean, the doggy wee wee is blind to me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across a frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eye. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend, wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad should ever happen to your eye, it's as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Anna. The only way to get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra. Trudging across the tundra, right now to the parish of Saint Alfonso.
Thank you.
mystery roll, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then on the top, it was nothing his box won't do. But the oil and the rain and the dust of the rain falls through. He said you might not believe this word, but it'll cure your asthma too. I said, hey, driving with a cosmic. your preparations and ram it on your snout. But I've got a big crystal ball, he said, and I held it on up to the light. So I smashed it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right.
Thank you.
closing into suffocation. That ain't got no friends that only hallucination. Has the life you've been leading got a glow? Well, let me straighten you out. On a place I know. Get your shoes and socks out, people. It's right around the corner. Out through the night and the whispering reasons to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. Out through the night and the whispering reasons to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases. This has to be the disease for you. Now scientists call this disease bromidrosis. But it's regular folks who might wear tennis shoes or an occasional python boot know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of stretch. You know, my python boot was too tight. I couldn't get it off last night. My feet went by, and now it's July. I finally got it off of them. Girlfriend cried. She says, Stinkfoot! Stinkfoot, darling. Yo, Stinkfoot puts a hurt on my nose. Stinkfoot! Stinkfoot! I ain't lying! Turn your wrist at all, you suppose.
And it couldn't, so we don't know.
them, yes, yes, yeah. I said, I do it all the time.
See if this will be a little better instead of being about 10 steps front. Thank you. You know, before the show, somebody sent me a link to an interview clip where John Lennon was being interviewed about himself, but he was talking about his own genius, which was kind of entertaining to hear him talk about that. He was saying how disappointed he was that at a young age, nobody could recognize his genius. He already knew that he was a genius in what he was planning to do, but that no one else paid much attention. He said, they keep trying to make me turn into a fucking dentist. Can you imagine? Anyway, at a certain point, while he's talking about his own genius, he says, you know, and I feel bad for guys like Zappa, who have this genius, and then you have all these people that don't understand it. He says, I feel for him. And it's pretty cool to listen to him talk about it, because he's actually, you know, pretty frustrated when he's talking about it. So... But anyway, I think I'm in tune enough to not cause any more horrific problems. I'll just make sure. Alright, so this next tune we're going to play, it's an instrumental. The whole band gets to explore the world of improvisation. Cheapness is not an instrumental, sir. But this one is. It's called Redunzel.
Thank you.
just a nerve. It's just a nerve.
I can't see how.
Thank you.
Penny.
Oh, Joe's, you know, missing the panty action. Now, if you're feeling it, ladies, you know, we were talking about that quilt. If you'd like to make a donation and make a very poor road crew so thrilled, you know, with one of your special undergarment donations, and even a drummer that is so, he's so interested in what you have to offer. He's even stopped the show to request. So, if there are any ladies who are here tonight and happy to donate, you know, for such a good cause.
is that song appropriate?
This next song is definitely appropriate. Yeah, this next song really comes from a story. Maybe you can tell it if you want, Joe. I know you've overheard the rumblings of this story.
I only overheard Frank and Vinny talking about, you know, Band-Aids sticking on walls, being thrown across the room and stuff like that.
So this has to do with the kind of folklore that happens in a backstage or after-hours hotel situation, and certain individuals who may or may not speak English very good. And, oh, there's a nice sticker that was delivered to us that says it looks just like a Telefunken U-47. Obviously, the folklore runs deep here. You guys know it all. It's a good bumper sticker. All right, so this next song, as we were talking about, is from the Tinseltown Rebellion album. It's called Pick Me, I'm Clean.
Beautiful.
next one's one of our favorite ones to play. It's also one of the hardest ones to play.
Thank you.
Not at all.
So, we're going to play a song that I'm sure you all know.
That was fantastic!
Hey, thank you very much. We all appreciate that. For a moment, I almost slipped into an impersonation of Johnny Guitar Watson. I don't know why, but I'll share this with you. You know, when he used to visit the house and I hadn't seen him for a while, you know, he'd come over and he'd say, "Tweezy man, how are you doing?" You know, I said, I'm doing really well, you know, and I just wanted to see how he'd react to that. You know, you tell him a little story about anything. You go, "Oh man, that's heavy. That weighs a million pounds." He's, you know, he's very funny. Great guitar player. I didn't hear what you said, but anyway, I'm going to continue on. We're gonna play a song now that I know you'll like. I'm just surprised so far that we've had no donations. You know, last night, we had like about 15 bras and panties thrown on the stage.
Oh, wait, it's coming from a man.
I think it's a bro. It's a bro. It's okay.
Very, very nice. Thank you. That will make this next song that much better.
And the quilt would be in its finest glory.
someone pulls my panties through my jeans and wears them on their head. Anyone? No? Don't worry. It's an S-string. You want this guy on himself for it? Yeah! Come on!
more fun numbers for you. Thanks for coming out and supporting this. We've been doing it for a while. It's good time to make sure that the younger generation gets a chance to be exposed to all of this. So anything you can do, tell a friend, tell 2 friends, 10 friends, we appreciate it. And feel free to join us also on GrizzlesAppleWorld.com. Alright, so we're going to continue on with the fun. This is a song from a movie that you might have seen.
Yeah.
was right here. He just pulled out his bow and started aiming his fang. So I shot him with my shooter set. Bang, bang, bang. The sucker just laughed.
Now put it away! You know I ain't all up! Now what you gonna say?
You ain't my prison?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then?
Not when the can's this tall!
Even her boots?
Now would I lie to you?
Well, shit, you must have been hungry.
Yeah! This is true!
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know what? I can't complain when the checks come through.
I want my cousin.
Yeah?
I'd like my beer.
So what?
You just puke her back up now. Do you hear?
Well, blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil! Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you've noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore. Oh, yeah. That's about the only reason I learned right before. Give me that paper! Fetch your ass outside! Because I need a beer and a titty squeezing time!
Man, you can't fool me! You ain't that bad! You mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I have while there was Millhouse Mixing and Agnew 2! And both of those suckers were worse than you!
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, after all, you're the devil. What you gonna do? Yeah, I mean, you're talking deals, right? You're hanging out with Agnew and whoever that other guy was. I don't know who it was. Yeah, you know, you're down there in Devil Hades, all warm and shit, and you're like, well, I think I'll go up and I'll steal some guy's bitch and pick his titties and all that shit. No,
all right?
I'm here to make a deal, pal, all right? So you can go back down to your little cave, take my soul. I don't need the shit, right? I've had enough of my soul, right? Take it down there. You can hang out all you want, right? So, I mean, I'll play basketball with you down there. We can go do a little macrame. Maybe, I don't know, you like to do a little needlepoint or something?
Yeah.
I'm good at that. I can do,
sure.
If you like braids,
I
can do your hair. All kinds of cool stuff.
No, I mean, you know.
Why not?
Because, you know, you're all pushing people around on the basketball court.
What?
Making a nuisance of yourself in general.
That's
a real bad flatulence issue.
Oh.
And, you know, your diet really stinks.
Oh, man.
Those big old feet.
What?
And, I don't want you hanging around forever.
Yeah.
I don't want your soul. I'm just gonna keep the titties,
and
I'm gonna keep the beer. Yeah. And you're mine.
Listen, dude, I've seen your profile on Weasel's Apple World, alright? Yeah. It's not very impressive. So I think, you know, you probably benefit from having me down. Listen, here.
Admittedly, I don't check it as much as I should.
When I get back to LA, I am gonna straighten you out. You and your mother are complete selfish pigs.
All right, listen here, Alec.
I swear to God.
I'm not going to take this from you. I'm not going to give you anything. I don't want your soul. I don't want you hanging around. And, you know, I don't even think you're that cool anyway.
So
don't forget about it.
Give me the jokes and the suds, man.
The suds. No.
I want the knockers and the lockers.
You know, I give you
I want the skins and the tips.